We are here at the 2019 California-Nevada Credit Union League's REACH Conference in beautiful Monterey, California. And in the studio lounge is Maria Martinez Carey from Alt F zero. My apologies.
That's a zero.
Okay. Yes, cool. All right.
You.
So how's
thank
the
you. Thank
conference
you, everyone.
Going?
It's doing great. Yeah? I mean, there's a lot of deep knowledge. Just the one that came out of Open Data, mm-hmm. Open Information, basically with Dr. Louise. She was a very great speaker. Gave us that that spin, that colorful spin, and we are daisies for our data.
We're
making
daisies
sure,
for our data.
Making
like that.
Sure that we have to have that, you know, not just compliance, but we have that relationship and collaboration mm-hmm. with our members.
Mm-hmm.
So being the daisy and being the actual, you know, data, do we know how to keep that flower blooming?
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Well, I'm going to have to bring that up because I'm interviewing her later. So I'm going to bring that up for her. So, all right, good stuff. So talk to us. We're talking about informational governance here, which is essentially building a defensible and practical information management program when it comes to your data. So.
Sure.
Give us a quick overview here. What we should be doing.
Yeah, information governance is actually instilled in everybody's operations at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really look at it, are you actually applying the compliance behind it based on what the auditors are looking at?
Right, right.
You always, you know, people tend to just wait till they come and tell you what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just get prepared?
Right.
So information governance is like many multiple disciplinary mm-hmm. Frameworks.
Mm-hmm.
So information management, information security, records and information management, it's also information technology, all the places where information is actually traveling through.
Right.
So you want to be aware, not just with the information that you have,
mm-hmm.
how much you have,
mm-hmm.
how much value you put into it, and how much your members are actually trusting you with that
mm-hmm.
information.
And where that information is going, that type
going
of stuff?
Going through the exchange, either it's stored in your technologies in place, in
mm-hmm.
your solutions online, or either on the web,
mm-hmm.
the cloud, or either on, you know, your laptop.
Right.
So you want to make sure that you have all the bells and whistles in place. I would say more of that stronghold and that trust that the member shares actually going to you.
Gotcha. And so how important is this to credit unions today? Because it seems like it's changing by the minute almost. So
it's changing every second because
every second
every information is being exchanged every millisecond.
Yeah.
So as a credit union, as you want to grow your membership shares and also your membership, you want to make sure that you have all the different types of governance behind your information.
Mm-hmm.
As you grow your loan application online and you go onto the app mode or either you go onto the PDF mode, do you have the governance
mm-hmm.
placements in
mm-hmm.
there? So you just don't want to think about, oh, let's make the technology, but do we have the team members trained? Do we have the actual, you know, awareness
mm-hmm.
that when we handle the members' information, are we actually putting our best practices in actually securing that and not having to have our laptop open in
right.
the cafe when we're working from our cafe?
Yeah.
You know?
And so, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I mean, it's like information is like exchanged swiftly. Million times. So to gain that membership with you, got to work with it.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. So is proactive the operative word here?
Yeah.
Because you want to stay on top of this stuff. And like you said, you don't want to be reactionary when
that happens.
Come in. Yeah. So
right.
You
want to be on top of it. You want to be proactive. You want to be prepared
mm-hmm.
in a practical way. You have this already in your policies, but you actually have to look at your policies with the regulations and with the best practices. So there's also ISO, there's also NIST, you know, in regards to security, everybody uses those standards and guidelines,
mm-hmm.
but are you practicing it?
Mm.
So, you know, you just don't want to get that number or that asset in there.
Mm-hmm.
What's making it high value is how you secure it
right.
and how you deliver it.
So if you're not staying on top of this stuff, what can be the other end of the spectrum? What can happen,
unfortunately? Like Dr. Louis said, you die.
We don't want that.
Yeah, so your data, you've got bad data, you're going to get corrupt.
Right? Mm-hmm.
I call it data debris. She calls it data dandruff.
Oh.
So the data debris is just like the data lakes. You know, you just want to make sure you got that clean lake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Data debris, data dandruff, data lakes.
Yeah.
There's so many data terminology data now. Yep. Goodness gracious. Yep. Were we talking like this 5 years ago?
No.
Not really.
No.
But now it's become our
going
everyday
so
vernacular.
Fast.
Yeah.
The phone, this is the transition of having communication. It's quick. Mm-hmm. You're digital, you're scanning, everybody's going on app mode. I mean, everything is digital. So mm-hmm. Either you stay backwards and not do digital. Are you going to survive?
No.
Are we going to have more members? No. I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think so. But and everything is stored too.
Yeah.
So and then you have to disseminate the bad data from the good data.
Right.
You know the usable stuff. So
yep.
that's another show.
Oh yeah, I'll share that tomorrow.
Okay.
My information governance.
Come back.
Help
us.
I will tell you that tomorrow from I think 9:30 to 10:30.
Okay. Well, come back and tell us. All right. So yeah, let's preview that just for a second.
Sure.
So what are a couple of takeaways that that you can provide for tomorrow's?
It's a crash course on information governance.
Okay.
Because information governance is actually workshops, many workshops to understand how you operate your information management. So it's not just, just one-time thing,
mm-hmm.
but it's an in-depth education of information governance.
Okay.
And what kinds of principles and models that you should instill.
Mm-hmm. Is this not well-known stuff, or is it just stuff for techie people, or is it for everybody?
So you look at operations risk.
Mm-hmm.
So there's enterprise risk managers. Some shops don't have that. So you have operations managers. So it's actually not just tech. It's every day that you as an executive, as a leader to your facility, to your credit union,
mm-hmm.
that you need to understand where your information is at. So it's not actually new, it's there, and it's just a different level of thinking,
mm-hmm.
because everything's going so fast,
right.
with the devices and all mm-hmm. the technologies we have. Just got to think it a little bit, switch it a little bit.
Well, sounds like it's a new way of thinking, I would think.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, it's a totally new way.
Yeah.
Yep.
And but it's our new normal, though,
It's our new norm. Plus, the generation's changing.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be stagnant. We got to keep that going.
Yep.
We got to keep sharing that knowledge, as we ingrain to other folks and to our other age groups.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to just, keep it to the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that we get that new share of deep knowledge to them.
Okay, well, this is the way business is done today, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank
and you're
you.
Right there in the middle of it, so thank you for that. Can you give?
You.
I'm going to give you a quick plug on what you guys do, how you help out credit unions.
Oh, sure, definitely. Well, in the credit union?
Sure.
Yeah. So basically, the credit union right now, they're very focused on member shares. Well, we want to be there to help you to apply the information governance. We are the solutions driver. We have a practical solution called LOC,
mm-hmm.
Information Governance. You plug in your information based on your operations.
Mm-hmm.
It's a business value for free at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also four other pillars that's ingrained on the core fundamentals of information governance. And those are actually in the application, on the go, wherever you need to go, and actually see the maturity and the compliance of
mm-hmm.
your shop.
Okay.
Pretty much. And then we also apply what you call IG boxes, which is information governance boxes. These are different levels of professional services based on what you need.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like we go in there and just look at it. There's actually different levels of needs that you need to have in place. And also we have records management repository, which we actually partner with Box.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good stuff. All
yeah,
right.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. And this is all information. I mean, this is a business practice that's, I think, I have to mm-hmm. survive, right?
Right.
Because if you, like you said in the beginning, when you have bad data, you're going to die, unfortunately.
That's what Dr. Louis says.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Are you going to step back? Or either you want to have that, what Kai Kite said, have that red pen
mm-hmm.
and put that journey out there with your memberships and making sure that leadership is changing their pen.
Yeah.
Do you want to make that note for them?
Yeah.
It's just, it's a different way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
The way you want to change, everybody's a change agent.
Yeah.
Especially leadership.
Indeed. Good message to end on. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Good job. Keep up the good work there.